Opinions expressed in commentary are not the views of WAVS Radio, its management or staff, or any advertiser. This is Commentary with Winston Barnes. Our pastor yesterday addressed how the earlier Israelites demanded of Samuel a king instead of relying on God, their true king. This prompted me to go back to an old theme I have meditated on for years. One of the reasons why many Europeans decided to move to the U.S. was to avoid, to run away from tyranny. Much of that tyranny was visited on people by a king or sometimes a wannabe king. They moved to the U.S. Even growing up in a colonized country, being aware of the Queen's coronation as a child, singing at the origination of an independent nation where a princess, the sister of the Queen, was present, I never felt any great fealty to the crown. So for me, it has been quite startling, frightening even, to have experience in America where the doings of the so-called royal family has attracted so much coverage and comment over the years. People wake up early to watch a royal wedding or a funeral on television. I like to repeat the story of a U.S. president who visited with the British Queen at Buckingham Palace and, on his return to the White House, wanted some staff to start dressing like those at the palace. I like to remind as well how that president came to absolute shame when his presidency was forced to end. So I am forced to wonder, to contemplate if it is the apparent desire for a return to the monarchy or semblances of the monarchy, why voters elected someone who clearly believes he's a king to be the president of the U.S. I am Winston Barnes with Commentary.